The survey shows New York's overall index of consumer sentiment 8.8 points below the national index, which stands at 82.1. Buying plans are down for motor vehicles, consumer electronics, furniture, homes, and home improvements. The numbers caught pollster Doug Lonstrom off guard.
It really surprised me to some extent. We have been doing fairly well this year, and I think 2013 started with a good deal of optimism. The housing market looked like it was bouncing back. The stock market did well and so on. And then just nothing really materialized. And I think right now the consumer is feeling very weary. They're just tired. And things seem to just be dragging. The job market is drifting. The economic forecasts for the future are relatively low. We're not seeing a lot of growth being predicted. And then on top of everything else, we got this military action in Syria that people are talking about. And I think that really did hit the consumer this month. So as a result, consumer confidence, as you pointed out, slipped to a 20-month low. It's not drastic. I mean, we didn't take a big dive or anything. We slipped another couple of points, but we slipped last month as well. So we're now down at a level that we wish we weren't. We wish we would be going up again, but we're not. And I think people are just tired at this stage.
According to the survey, all buying plans have softened, gas and food worries on the rise.
Yeah, what happened? We measure buying plans for big items such as automobiles, electronic equipment, furniture, home improvements, homes. All of those slipped in August. And obviously that ties in with the index going down because this index measures people's willingness to spend. And so since they're feeling on the negative side, they obviously that gets reflected in buying plans, and so they're down. On the other side of the coin, gas price, concern about gas price on the family budget went up a little bit. We now got about 6 out of 10 New Yorkers feel that gas prices are hurting the family budget. If we look at food prices, that's about 2 out of 3 New Yorkers feeling food prices. If we look at low-income people, that's about 8 out of 10 are feeling that food prices are really hurting their budget.
So how big a grain of salt do we take this report with?
Well, I think it's always been pretty good. It's a very accurate. It started in 1947, and there have been a lot of correlation studies. As you know, we pattern ourselves after the University of Michigan's National Index. So we use their questions, their methodology, their calculations. And when we plot that, we go along, and it seems to coordinate quite well with what's happening in the nation and what's happening in the economy. So it really does reflect what people are thinking at this stage. So we're heading into, shortly, the Christmas buying season, and we got to hope things turn around a little bit, because if people go in with an attitude that they're not going to spend a lot of money, that's not going to be good for the Christmas season.
The Siena poll was conducted in August by random phone calls to 556 New York State residents over the age of 18. It has a plus or minus 4.2-point margin of error. We've linked to it at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.